This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt.
In 2019, you joined the Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is a sad day in which a member who leads a political party in the United States of America cannot bring themselves to say, issuing a depiction of murdering a member of Congress is wrong.
I keep saying this to the Democratic Party. The reason why you are so toxic is because you have become the party of no common sense.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
This is the type of announcement that you usually release on a Friday afternoon when you're a politician and you admit that you've taken a savage beating and you raise the white flag. Put your tail between your legs, whatever cliche you want to use to describe a humiliating defeat. But the Baker-Parker administration today has made an exception because the Patriots are hosting a rematch of the 2017 Super Bowl game tonight at Foxborough Stadium. So I guess they figure people are going to be enjoying the game and they won't be thinking about what they have just announced. So that's enough of a prelude here. Taylor, what has just issued from the governor's press office?
Terry McCormick, the press secretary, released a statement today. The Baker-Polito administration always maintained the Commonwealth would only move forward with TCI if multiple states committed, and as that does not exist, the Transportation Climate Initiative is no longer the best solution for the Commonwealth's transportation and environmental
like
needs.
Like it ever was.
At the same time, the new federal infrastructure funding package, American Rescue Plan investments, as well as tax revenue surpluses generated by Massachusetts' strong economic recovery, make the Commonwealth better positioned to upgrade its roads, bridges, and public transportation.
This is called whistling through the graveyard, this part of it. Yeah, go ahead.
While also making investments to reduce transportation emissions, deliver equitable transportation solutions,
equitable,
and benefits,
equitable,
and meet the state's ambitious climate goals. Full stop.
You know what? Let's keep counting those signatures. This still needs to go on the ballot. I trust these people about as far as I can throw them, you know? But they've given up. This happens. They only had one state left as of 2 days ago, and that was Connecticut. And Governor Ned Lamont came out, and we could never find the audio, but he was reliably quoted in about every newspaper in Connecticut as saying, you know, I kind of like this TCI thing, but I couldn't get the legislature in Hartford to go along with it when gas was $1.80 a gallon. How the hell am I going to get them to go along with it now? And so he threw in the towel. And so that left nobody. Nobody. And so now you know, what could have possibly gone wrong with increasing the gasoline tax in Massachusetts from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon? I know we were going to save the polar bears. We were going to save the penguins. We were every hack that gave $1,000 to Charlie Parker was going to get to go on a private jet to the next COP 27 or whatever the hell they're going to call it next. But, you know, what was in it for me and you to pay that kind of money? We would have had to issue new stickers. Instead of just saying the Joe Biden sticker on the gas pump saying, I did that, we'd need one with Charlie Parker saying, I did that. So, but
you can guarantee HowieCarshow.com would have carried those stickers. Charlie Parker holding a saxophone and pointing, saying, "I did that."
Yes. Well, have you seen the there's a Joe Biden sticker that says "I did that"? There's now a sticker that says it's a picture of Nancy Pelosi pointing and says "I helped." And then there's another. Then there's a third one. You can get these. I guess you can get these a package of these for Christmas. Another great stocking stuffer. It's a picture of Kamala Harris. She's pointing upward with her finger and saying, "I just suck." Well, that's great news. That's great news. Let's try to get Dave DeCoste on at 6 o'clock. The state rep to take a victory lap on this one. This is a victory for all of us. But again, we have to keep counting the signatures. We have to put this on the ballot just to officially make sure that they're going to be extra humiliated by losing a big referendum question next year. 844-500-4242. Can we tweet that out, Taylor, just so people
already
can see
did.
It? Great. Great. My heart feels like an alligator today. God, did that bug the hell out of me. I'll just say one more thing. 2014, he's running for governor for the second time. He lost in 2010. He's the underdog, I would say, to Marsha Coakley. He marries the referendum question to stop the automatic gas tax increases in Massachusetts, which many of us, including myself, worked on. We worked on that campaign. He piggybacked us. We prevailed on our referendum question to end the automatic gas tax by 110,000 votes. He was barely elected over the worst candidate in the history of modern history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Marsha Coakley, by 40,000 votes. So without us, he loses. And this was the way he was going to pay us back. He was going to stab us in the back by raising the gas tax 150%. That's one reason why he's so tremendously detested by everybody who registers Republican or who votes Republican in some of these primaries. This is great, great news. 844-500-4242. You know, it's amazing the way they're blaming Donald Trump for everything. And, yesterday we were playing the cut from Ed Markey saying that, somehow the oil companies have decided to go crazy and start raising the price of gasoline and fuel oil and everything else since Trump became president. So now Kamala Harris is going to where all Democrats go whenever they need a good fluff job. Interview George Steffi Stephanopoulos, the former CEO of the Clinton campaign Bimbo Eruptions Unit back in the 1990s, and now he's the $13 or $15 million a year anchor coat holder for ABC quote unquote news. So she goes on with him today, knowing that seldom is heard a discouraging word from George Steffi Stephanopoulos. You know, he corrects Obama when he says, "I'm a Muslim," and he goes, "Oh, Senator, you're actually a Christian." You know, he corrects people, the Democrats, when they put their foot in their mouth. So listen to this. Now, talk about rewriting history. Just like Markey yesterday with the gas prices, this is Kamala Harris today with Steffi Stephanopoulos on the border crisis. Cut 14.
8 months ago, the president gave you the job of addressing the root causes of migration. But last month, we learned that in the past year, had the highest number of illegal border crossings since they started to be recorded in 1960. What are you doing to turn that around? How long will it take?
Well, it's not going to be overnight. We can't just flip a switch and make it better.
Well, in January, you were able to flip a switch and make it immeasurably worse. Isn't that funny how that works? You know, you can make something worse very easily, but you can't make something better nearly as easily, can you? You know, you can start a fight, but you can control how you start a fight, but you can't control how you're going to end a fight. And you've destroyed the entire southern border, and now you say you can't flip a switch. You sure did flip a switch on January 20th, didn't you? God. 844-500-4242. 978 says, so instead of an item costing $10 and being taxed 63 cents in Massachusetts, the item now costs $12 because of inflation and the tax is 74 cents. Charlie Parker is reaping Biden's inflation tax basis. Yeah, that's the way inflation works. Inflation is great for government. It pushes people into higher tax brackets. It forces them to pay more, and when the government is paying out money, like for Social Security, for instance, or any government pensions, the money they're paying out is worth less because of inflation. So the government doesn't care. This is not a big problem for them. It's a big problem for us. 844-500-4242. That makes me really happy. So TCI is sleeps with the fishes. But again, we have to keep counting those signatures in every city and town hall, all 351 of them in the Commonwealth.
Did this just happen?
Yes, it just happened.
Sorry.
Actually, it's been on the endangered list. It's been on the critical list longer than Karen Ann Quinlan, but it's important to finally drive the last stake through the comatose corpse, now corpse. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. It's a great product. I was listening today to some of the super hits from the old Atlantic record Stacks Records. They had so many great acts. They had Aretha Franklin, Eddie Floyd. They even had white acts like Vanilla Fudge. I was listening to the super hits and the Bar-Ks. I love them. They're hard to find, but you can find them and you can put them on your podcast and really enjoy them. That's the thing. Not everybody likes the Bar-Ks. Not everybody likes Otis Redding, even, believe it or not. But you don't have to worry about that. You can listen with your Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except that Raycon start at half the price. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best, with just the right amount of bass. They have Pure Mode, which is for podcast listening, blues, instrumentals, etc. Balanced Mode for podcast listening, rock, heavy metal, whatever. Bass Mode, hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. The Howie Carr Show.
Correction, the Patriots aren't in Foxborough tonight. They're in Atlanta for the Thursday night game. But that's okay because Charlie Parker isn't home either. He's on the lam. All right. So it's TCI is dead, but keep counting those signatures in the town halls and city halls. You know, this happened. They had to turn in all the signatures yesterday at 5 o'clock, and he pulls the plug 22 hours later. I mean, and again, I know Lamont pulled the plug in Connecticut. That had something to do with it. But you know, Dapper O'Neill used to ask him on election day, "Hey Dap, how's it going?" And Dapper would always go, "They won't be counting my votes tonight. They'll be weighing them." I think that was the situation with the TCI nomination petitions. They weren't going to be counting the signatures. They were going to be weighing them. And a thank you to everybody who was involved in the campaign. You know, we had such a great time at Scally's Irish Ale House. And it was just great to see everybody out there last weekend. But everybody worked so hard across the state, weekend after weekend. And it's not easy. You know, you have a little bit of fun, but you can get a lot of dirty looks, and people are nasty and they're stupid. You know, and it's thank you so much to everybody. We did it. We don't win many, but this was one we won, and we ought to enjoy it, and you know, give ourselves a pat on the back. 844-500-4242. By the way, the Cheap Bastard deal, we still have some left for Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, Mass. It's a great place for steak tips, all kinds of great Italian food. It's right there on the main commercial drag with all the great restaurants of present and past in Saugus. Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, Mass. I recommend the steak tips. It's a great Christmas gift. And you can go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store. $50 gift certificate for $25. While supplies last, they're going fast, but we still have some left. Route 1 Grill House, a little something for everyone. Meanwhile, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-sized beds at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should high-profile court cases be televised?
I think they should, yes. I know people are down on it somewhat, but would know even less about the case. They would have lied even more thoroughly if it hadn't been on live television. So I say yes.
64% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm Mike Gilmore. I live up in Mercer, Maine. I'm calling about a major crisis in the United States, the bottleneck of shipping and freight in California.
Right.
And One of the things that I read was that California banned the use of trucks older than 2011.
Yeah, right. Because they don't meet the new rigorous emission standards that the legislature passed. Yes.
Right, but we're in a national emergency. I think
I agree.
Those could be worked around. Also,
this is the problem, though, when you have a supermajority in Sacramento or any other damn state, Mike, as I think you understand. Can I play you the cut? This was Chris Speer. He's the head of the American Trucking Association. He was at a congressional hearing yesterday or the day before, and he's talking about the vaccine mandates. I'm going to get your take on that after we play it. Cut 10.
In our sample survey of our fleets, it came back as 37% of our drivers not only said no, but hell no. Now, let's just take a conservative number. Let's just say 3.7%, not 37%, were to actually leave rather than get the vaccine. That'd be catastrophic. We're already short 80,000. That's going to inflate to 250,000. So for us, you know, we've tried to be very clear with the administration that if you do this, I understand the logic behind it, but if you do this, these are the consequences. So if you're trying to solve the supply chain problem, you know, you're actually compounding it and actually hurting the very problem that you're trying to fix on the vaccine side. So, you know, be careful what you wish for here.
And now OSHA has backed off, but the big trucking companies could still enforce it themselves as a corporate policy. What would happen if they enforced that trucking, that vaccine mandate, Mike?
I really don't know. I did get the vaccine. I'm an older gentleman. I didn't think it hurt me that bad. But I got it. So, and I think everyone should be able to choose for themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it still is America, you know. And again, as DeSantis and others have said recently, there's never been a national vaccine mandate until this petty, senile tyrant Biden got in there. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Again, we still have those cheap bastard deals for Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, Mass. It's a great place. And when you go to, you can buy a $50 gift card for $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Also, when you go to HowieCarShow.com, you can check out Howie's homework. Those are the stories we're talking about today. I give you a good roundup of the stories that that you might not see unless you're really searching for them. And also check out my column today. I wrote a column about all the scams that are coming out of these infrastructure bills, some of which we've talked about, some of which we haven't talked about. But it's a good column, scams in the a golden age for scammers here in the Biden's America. And I'll tell you about one later on, this guy Mueller from, he was just convicted in Providence. I mean, the guy was out on parole for robbing banks, and he ran this scam, stole $600,000. And I mean, these COVID scams, PUA, that's unemployment, and PPP, that's for the companies. These are minor scams compared to the things they're going to be working with, these, like the electric charging stations. I mean, these are going to be like multi-million, if not billion-dollar scams. Like, it's going to be like Solyndra or A123 systems with the batteries. All the stuff. You remember the shovel-ready jobs that weren't shovel-ready? That's what's coming back here now. But anyway, I got a column up about it at HowieCarShow.com, and click on store. And also check out Howie's homework and get those gift certificates. All right, we're going to take some. I'm going to take some calls. But first, I want to play. We got a lot of great cuts to get through here today. Lauren Boebert, I love her. She's the one who came up with the evening gown, the red evening gown that says "Let's Go Brandon." She wore it to the big time a couple of weeks ago at Mar-a-Lago. She's a freshman congresswoman from Colorado. She owned a restaurant, big gun owner. Just and she's not guilty to boot. And so you know, yesterday the Congress, the House, decided to censure Paul Gosar from Arizona, a conservative Republican, because he forwarded a meme showing a cartoon, basically, of AOC being attacked or some such thing. It was just silly crap. And so they decided to go crazy and, you know, make an example out of this conservative Republican. So Lauren Boebert decided to come out and talk about some of the stuff that's been done by some of the other members of Congress, and they're still in, they haven't been stripped of their committee assignments, unlike Paul Gosar. Cut 16.
Since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists.
Wow. She refers, of course, to Ilhan Omar, and Ilhan Omar put out her own tweet. This one she should have just walked away from. When someone accuses you of being married to your brother, and you can't really respond, you can't deny it, because she never does deny it, you just walk away. Sometimes you do turn the other cheek. I know she's not of our faith. She hasn't read about turning the other cheek, but still, sometimes it's good advice. But instead she says, here's this woman, she's married to a pervert. I didn't know anything about that, apparently. I'll just leave it at that. He didn't do much compared to marrying his brother or his sister. She's married to a pervert, and now she defecates the house. Not on the house. She defecates the house. I don't know how you defecate a house, but that's Ilhan Omar's response. And then, Lauren Boebert continues with one of everyone's favorite California congressmen, Eric Swalwell. cut 17.
My colleague and three-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never be...
Gentlemen, these times expire. Gentlemen from Florida.
So, the Feng Feng, for that was indeed her name, she was a Chinese spy, and she recruited him, began sleeping with him when he was on some city council in California. I mean, it was like something out of a spy movie. You know, you recruit somebody at a low level and just keep moving up with them. And so this was Swalwell's response to that attack. This is what you call a non-denial denial. Weird. If I had done something wrong, the FBI would have raided my house. Because we all have so much confidence in the FBI. Just ask Malcolm X's descendants. They're the latest ones who can talk about what the FBI is up to. They didn't, parentheses, and went so far as to issue a statement saying, I did nothing wrong. Well, if the FBI says you did nothing wrong, well, that's good enough for me, right? God. But yesterday they did raid the home of at Lauren Boebert's campaign manager. They're always projecting. This was the woman who refused to erase all the evidence of voting in Colorado. So they raided her house. Apparently they were they couldn't raid Project Veritas with a battering ram. I'm told that when they went into Lauren Boebert's former campaign manager's house, they had not one battering ram, which is what they used with James O'Keefe. They had two battering rams for this woman. So she hit a nerve. She really hit a nerve. 844-500-4242. And she also slammed Maxine Waters. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. But again, that's kind of... you know, they are, by the way, did you hear that they're making a movie out of Eric Swalwell's torrid love affair with the Chinese spy Feng Feng? It's actually a remake of an older movie, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Ha, hey. Ha, ha, ha.
That was from 1999, Austin Powers, you may recall it. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, years ago, there was a guy, Yuri Berminov, a Russian, and he talked about ideological subversion and how Russia was going to take down America. The tactics that he was talking about are very similar to what the Democrats are doing. Now, Russia's endgame was to take down America. What is the Democrats' endgame? Is it to destroy the country that they live in? I'm baffled.
I'm baffled too, David. I keep asking the question over and over again, and it's a serious question. What's the end game here? You know, I understand why Nikita Khrushchev back more than 60 years ago said, "We will bury you," right? Because they were our geopolitical foe, right? Why are the people in the country trying to destroy the country that has made their amazing affluence and best lifestyle in the history of humanity possible? Why do they want to destroy it?
They're demoralizing us. They're literally, yeah. And that's one of the stages, is to demoralize the people. I mean, gas prices and spending, it's just baffling, man. I really don't get it.
No, it is. It is. And, you know, Lenin said, the capitalists will sell us the rope to hang them with. And, you know, I mean, Joe Biden is not exactly, well, I guess he is in a way. You know, he's the Russians are our enemies. They told us for 4 years the Russians were our greatest foe, even though they have a lower GDP than the state of California, even in its current ruined state. But, you know, he suddenly begs the Russians to produce more oil that we can buy, even though we were energy independent. when he took office. But again, as Kamala Harris would say, you can't just turn on a switch. Well, they turned on a switch to make us energy dependent again. They turned on a switch to destroy the border. They turned on a switch to end the Keystone XL pipeline. They could turn on a switch for negative purposes, but not for positive purposes. Thanks for the call, David. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Another Dave. Go ahead.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
So I'm calling to basically whine about the CDL. Everybody's talking about the truck driver shortage, and we got to do this and we got to do that. I've been a truck driver since 1984. I haul hazardous materials.
Yeah.
So my endorsement expires, so every 2 years you have to have a background check, fingerprints done through the federal government. So I take a day off. I make a trip to 100 miles one way to get down there to find out that their router is down. The guy says, sorry, no big deal. I go back home, make another arrangement for them for the following Wednesday. He said, just come down and walk in and we'll get you taken care of. Perfect. No phone call, no nothing. Drive down there 100 miles again. Router's still down. Federal government hasn't sent the router that they need. So when they bitch and complain about truck drivers not doing their job or whatever, this is that's 2 days worth of pay. I figured it's $525 worth of lost between the gas and my time. And now I can't haul hazardous materials. So thankfully my company has, you know, made some arrangements that I haul some different stuff. But so when they get on there and whine about the truck drivers,
were the feds, you know, when you needed these permits, were they always this incompetent, or is this a new thing?
No, I had to have it done 2 years ago, and it was bada bing, bada boom, done.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I get the feeling that the government at all levels has just been on a slow decline, and now the decline, like in every other facet of American public life, is just accelerating. You know, they can't do anything right, and they have no interest in doing anything right. It's just you get on the payroll. Not everybody, but a huge numbers of them just don't care. And now I'm sure, you know, the part they needed, I'm sure because of the ineptness of the supply chain response here, is probably somewhere. It's probably on one of those ships off of Long Beach or L.A. I'm sorry for you, Dave. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I have exciting news. My friends at Eden Pure are launching a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to my show and Grace's show can get access to. The new website is EdenPureHowie.com. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years and is nationally known for its innovative products for better living. Eden Pure started with the portable infrared heater and then expanded into air purifiers, vacuums, air coolers, and more. Their products have become a staple in homes across America, helping people save their hard-earned money. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS. You'll save $20 on any product, and you will also get free shipping. Don't let the woke companies like Amazon get your business and your money. Go directly to EdenPureHowie.com and save with them directly. The MyDeals code, that's all you got to type in, is MyDeals. The code includes their very popular Thunderstorm air purifier and the Gen 40 heater, as well as other products. That's EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MyDeals to get an additional $20 discount on any product, as well as free shipping. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 860 says, I thought the movie remake Eric Swalwell was going to do was Gone with the Wind. That was the initial title, but they've decided to switch that over to the Joe Biden biography. It's going to be known as Gone with the Wind, and the love story that that would last forever between Fang Fang and Eric Swalwell is The Spy Who Shagged Me. 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Howie. I was just calling because I think it's funny that they're talking about, the congressman that's getting berated by for his video of Ocasio-Cortez and everything
right.
else.
But Paul Gosar, he retweeted something. Yeah. I don't think he even put it out there. He just retweeted it, you know, kind of like Trump used to do, you know, when they have him in a wrestling ring smacking CNN around, that everyone would say, oh, this is hate speech. It was ridiculous. Go ahead.
But they say nothing about, you know, like Kathy Griffin with a picture depicted of Donald Trump with his head cut off.
Right. Or back in the day when they had George Bush, they once had a freeze frame of him, and they put him in the crosshairs, and they said snipers wanted, one of the networks. You know, I mean, was that hate speech?
I mean, it just goes to the hypocrisy of the whole double sided thing with the Democrats. You know,
right. Right. I mean, that's one reason why, you know, Bill Maher was onto something last night when he was saying everything is divided into two and you just go with your, you know, your tribe. You know, if it doesn't matter what someone who's on your side does, you defend them because, you know, they're going to get skewered on the other side. And, you know, that this is part of it. You know, I mean, why should the Republicans vote to kill Gosar when the Democrats aren't going to vote to kill Swalwell or Ilhan Omar or Maxine Waters or Alcee Hastings, you know, all these crooked Dems, they get away with whatever they want to. Thanks for the call there, Jeff. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick observation about these liberals that keep saying, and even some weaselly Republicans that say that Rittenhouse, you know, he had no business being there, and he showed up with a weapon. I'd like to remind them that one of the components of the Second Amendment is the fact that the public is allowed not only to arm themselves to protect themselves, but to protect themselves from chaos, whether it's the government or it's chaos in their midst.
Right.
And this guy went down there to actually be part of the solution in the sense of defending those pieces,
right,
those law-abiding property owners and elsewhere, as if a well-armed militia would have. And I think that's
right.
The thing that we forget about the Second Amendment. It's about the right not just to protect yourself, but to protect yourself and your community.
And the previous night, the cops had basically walked away and let Antifa BLM just, vandalize and burn down large portions of the city. And so he was going down there to remove the graffiti from the walls of these buildings, and he knew from the previous night that the police weren't, you know, I mean, it wasn't their call, it was the politicians' call. They weren't going to provide any protection to anybody downtown. So he brought his own gun. You're right. He had a Second Amendment right to bring that gun with him to protect himself, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And here's a quick reminder. In 1992, during the LA riots, people remember that during the riots, the Korean property owners literally took shotguns and stood on the roofs of their properties, and they kept the rioters from burning and looting. And no one said a word about it back then. And there's no difference that what those gentlemen did to protect themselves than what he did. None.
No. The only difference was that the people who were looting in other parts of South Central L.A. saw them on the roof and did not attempt to confront them, unlike the nitwits that were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. Thanks for the call Chris. Those were good points. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, the liberations continue here. I'm Howie Carr.